Welcome to the Sisters of Christ podcast. I'm Jeanette Bordeaux, your host. This is the podcast where you can come and have your faith stirred up and be encouraged by sisters like me and other amazing women that we have on the show who share advice and testimonies. Our hope is that you leave here more on fire for Jesus than you were before. Now get ready to be encouraged with today's episode. Hello, welcome back to the show. I'm so glad you're here on the Sisters of Christ podcast listening. Praise God for every single person and all our faithful listeners that send me DMs, listen to multiple episodes, listen to all the new episodes. I just want to say thank you so much. I seriously appreciate you. It just literally warms my heart every time I see a message or see, you know, how many plays, because I see that God is moving through this and touching your lives. And that's like what makes me the most excited is knowing that, that God is touching your life. So please, if you have a testimony or something you want to share, feel free to DM me, at the Sisters of Christ on Instagram or at Jeanette Bordeaux, my personal. So, all right, today's episode, righteousness through faith. I'm going to be in Romans, maybe Hebrews, Galatians, maybe jump around a bit. I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit lead. So, here we go. So I just want to pray. I'm just going to pray. I just thank you, Lord, every single listener, on this podcast, that they would experience the joy of their salvation in a whole new way, even as we share the episode today, God. So bless them. Bless every single one. Open their ears, our hearts and eyes, our hearts to hear and our eyes to see what Spirit is saying and doing. In Jesus' name. Okay, so Romans 3:21. So yeah, I really just felt like the Lord was highlighting righteousness through faith. So righteousness means a right standing with God. So as Christians, for everyone. It's available for everyone. Righteousness is available through faith. So we're going to read Romans 3:21. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. Again, all who believe, not just you grew up in a Christian home, not because you have the right background, not because X, Y, Z. It's by faith to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement, meaning like he was the price paid for our sins, through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance, he had let the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. So we are justified by faith, and it is for all who believe. So everyone who believes in Jesus, that his blood and his body were enough to pay for our sins once and for all, but we believe it by our faith, and faith is a gift from God. So if you need faith, you can pray to God for the faith to believe, and strengthen your belief in this. And that's where we put our confidence, in the body and the blood of Jesus, not in our works, not in the good deeds that we do, not in our performance, not in the performance, how good we can be in a day, how great we do something, how good of a mom we are, how good of a friend we are, how good of a person, how many nonprofits we give to. It is by the body and the blood of Jesus that we are justified, which is being just, being seen as just before God, and we receive our righteousness through his body and his blood. To be received. So he was a free gift, freely given to all those who will believe. So Lord, help us with any unbelief that we think we need to earn righteousness, even in our ministry, it works, whatever it is in our homes, God, that you, we just thank you for the faith and belief in Jesus. And that is for everyone who calls on the name of Jesus will be saved. So all you have to do is call on his name and ask for forgiveness, repent, turn away from sin, and you receive righteousness. That is it, righteousness through faith. And yeah, I felt like that's what the Lord wanted to encourage us with today, is that your righteousness is not of your own works. And I'm speaking to the Christian, I'm speaking to the Muslim, I'm speaking to, you know, the one who is struggling in identity. Like, I'm speaking to the one who, you know, this is for everyone. Thank you, Lord, that no, it's like no one is righteous through their own works. It is only by his blood. So, wow, praise God for that. So through our righteousness, we have the confidence to approach Jesus, but we have to put our confidence in the body and the blood. Because when we have that confidence in his body and his blood, we stop looking at ourselves and we start to look to him, the only one who is able to save at all times. That's what the word said. He's the one who was able to save. So God, we just thank you that you alone are the one who saves us, who redeems us, who can give us eternal life. It's not by our works. And we repent for any area of our lives where we have tried to earn righteousness and in our lives. And God, anyone who's listening, who you don't know Jesus, and you're like, I want to be like forgiven. I want to like know God. I want to see him. Like, this is what it's all about, is knowing more of God. Because when we're forgiven, when we realize that our works are not justified by us, we can see that he justifies us because he wants us to draw near and draw closer. So if you, that's you, and you want to have your sins forgiven, you can just pray with me. Say, Jesus, like, I acknowledge that you are the Son of God, and that your body and your blood, that you died on the cross for me, that you gave on the cross, is enough. And I receive forgiveness. And you can ask the Lord for forgiveness, for any like sins, and just like repent, which means, again, it's like, I repent from, it's like, hey, I'm choosing to turn away from these things in my life that maybe you feel like there's, you know, that aren't right, right? I've lied, I've cheated, I've done this, I've done that. We've all, like I just read, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. So whatever those things are, you just give them over to Jesus, and then you receive his righteousness. So after you've given those, like literally verbally saying out loud, like, okay, I repent from this and that and this, you can be like, I receive your righteousness, God. Yeah. And then say, Holy Spirit, come and live within me. Fill me up to overflow. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you guys. Hey, sis, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It was cut short because we let the Holy Spirit do what he wants. So if you enjoyed this, or you have a friend that has just been struggling and needs the reminder that their righteousness is not in their works and is fully in the body and blood of Jesus, please share this episode with them and bless others. Thank you guys for listening. I love you, and I hope you have an awesome week.